the way it says by Yasa in the Gemara, Rav Chiya met Balabot, and he asked him, "You're a Kohen, what are you doing in the cemetery?" And he said, "My father married a Grusha, and I'm a Cholol, so I'm permitted to be in the cemetery." And Rashi and Tosfos corrected the Girsa. First of all, it's not Rav Chiya, it's Rebbe. And secondly, it's not a cemetery, it's a Chutz Loris, but it's an Eretz Amim that has a status like a cemetery in the Rabbanon, it's not in our Torah. And that's what the story means, and half of the story was that the city, and it occurred in the city Aku. And the gist of the Yerushalmi is, the moral of the story is that the city Aku is right on the border. Half of Aku is in Eretz Yisrael, half of Aku is outside of Eretz Yisrael. What it means was that in the days of Ezra Nechemi, there were Makadosh certain areas in Eretz Yisrael, and then they built the city later. So half of the city turned out to be within the borders, half of the city turned out to be outside of the borders. So the story that they were Megabli Misestain the Tumah, and Rebbe was upset about that, that was obviously in half of Aku, that was in Eretz Yisrael, because outside of Eretz Yisrael, everything is going to be Tumah anything. There's nothing you can do to save it from becoming Tumah. The whole Eretz Amim, all of Chutz Loritz is like a Beis HaKvaris. And the story with the Kohen that he went to Eretz Amim, that was he went from one half of Aku to the other half. He went to the outside half of Aku, which has the din of Eretz Amim, Chutz Loritz, and it's Matamik Beis HaKvaris. So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and the Rabbi Kedega, we mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Kedega raises the issue, how come the Kohanim don't observe the din Zman Hazeh? So we rushed through it yesterday. Let me just explain again what I said. We're dealing with a din derabbanan. We're not dealing with a din derait. And the pasuk says in Sefer Ezra that when they came back and they built the second Beis Hamikdash, Ezra didn't permit all of the Kohanim to be makriv karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. Those who were assumed to be Kohanim, because their fathers were assumed, their fathers used to duch, and they got their first aliyah, Chutz Loritz and Bavel. So if they didn't have a Ksav Yichas to prove that they were authentic Kohanim, Ksav Yichas means all the way back that my father married so-and-so, my father's father married so-and-so, all the way back to Lekoyim, who was alive at the time of Bayis Rishon, who was actually Makbuk Kabbanis in the Beis Hamikdash in the Bayis Rishon. So those Kohanim who didn't have a Ksav Yichas, it says in the Pasuk, were rejected from Kohanim, the Goalum and HaKohanim, they were rejected. And the Kohanim who were assumed to be Kohanim, Kohanim Chazakah, so they weren't permitted to be Makriv Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says in the second Perek in Ksubas that they were permitted to continue eating Truma. So the question is, what kind of a compromise is that? Why do you allow them to eat Truma? If they're not Kohanim, you shouldn't permit them to eat Truma. So perhaps the answer is that the Rambam writes that Truma does not as there is only the Rabbanon. So the respected Makar, we treat all the Kohanim, all Kohanim Chazakah. His father acted like a Kohen. His grandfather remembers his father, his grandfather, they duchen, they did Tigin Aben. They always would bench first. So they always acted as Kohanim. So the Shaila is, how much of a proof is that to establish that the person is, that the child is a Kohen? Is that only a suffix, or is that really a vada? So one could argue the point, and that was assumed to be the case. That was assumed to be the pshat by the earlier Akronim, till the days of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalosha, that they assumed that Kohanim Chazaka are suffix Kohanim. And the suffix, they write to Lukhumma, so we don't permit them to be makar of Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. How come we do permit them to eat Truma? That's also an Easter. If a Zarit Truma is Nisa V'Dei Shaman, the answer is no. Zarit Truma, they write is Nisa V'Dei Shaman. But Truma Bizman Hazeh, the Rambam writes, is only the Rabbanon, and the Rambam writes at the end of the Perek Aleph in Hufas Trumas, Truma Bizman Hazeh, I feel the Bizman Ba'isheni, I feel the Me'ezra. The Truma was only the Rabbanon, because he didn't have Rav Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. So according to that Rambam, that Truma Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon, that Truma I feel the Me'ezra was only the Rabbanon, so then it's possible to say such a pshat, that the Kohani Chazok Aram Yisafik Kohanim, and you need a Kohen Miyuchas to be considered a Badi Kohen to allow him to be Makriv Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. That was assumed to be the Pshat for many years. And then Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalosha came along with his idea of building the Beis HaMikdash, and he writes, this was an open letter to, I think, to Baron Rothschild, if I'm not mistaken, that encouraged Baron Rothschild to put up the money, and they should build the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't know that there was a mosque on the Mokam HaMikdash. It wasn't Shaykh to build the Beis HaMikdash. So he said, let's build the Beis HaMikdash, and it may turn out that you'll be the Melech HaMashiach. Not only will we put a plaque on the Beis HaMikdash paid for by Baron Rothschild, we may even make you a bonin. It may turn out that you'll become the Melech HaMashiach. Why? If it will turn out that he's a descendant from the Malchus Beis David, of course. Because the Rambam writes that how will we know who's the Melech HaMashiach, the one who will build the Beis HaMikdash under his Malchus? It will turn out that he's the Melech HaMashiach. So this was the sales pitch that Rav Tzvi Eshkalishe wrote in the letter to Baron Rothschild, that he should put up the money. Then he has to explain how he's going to, but everybody's Tomei, we're not sure who the Kohanim are, we're not sure where the Malchus Mizbech is, we're not sure what Tchelus is, we're not sure what the big Bikuna is supposed to look like, all the different issues. So he wrote a whole country to explain how he thought he resolved all the issues. And then over the course of many years after that, many Rabbanim disagreed with many things that he said. While during his lifetime they disagreed. The Binyan Sion, Rabbi Yankov Entlager, the one who wrote the Shul of Binyan Sion, so he calls the Binyan Sion because the first two tshuvas in the first chelek are to Rabbi Tzvi Hirschkalischer, where he disagrees with the whole thing. He says he can't build the Beis HaMikdash without supervision of a Novi. He quotes the Sifrei, he quotes the Gemara like that. There were others that had other tainus on different issues that Rav Tzvi Eshkalishev brought up. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a whole sefer, Migdash Melech, where he discusses the whole topic, the possibility of building Beis HaMikdash, as long as that brings karbonos, and he gives all the pros and cons. He discusses all the issues involved and how they can be solved. So Rav Tzvi Eshkalishev, when he raised the issue, we don't have enough Kohanim Yechosim, hardly any Kohanim Yechosim today. So how is it possible? You have to have Kohanim 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. There was Avodas HaKarbonos Bayom, and there was Avodas HaKarbonos Balayla also. Hekta Chalov Nevarim is called Alayla. You have to have Kohanim to turn over the Yemurim, to turn over the Yevarim. So you hardly have any Kohanim Yuchasim today. It's impossible to have Beis HaMikdash. So Tzvi Eshkalishev came up with a Chiddush, and he said that this requirement for Kohanim Yuchasim is only the Rabbanon. It's not a din. It's not that a Kohani Chazaka suffered Kohani. No, it's not true. Kohani Chazaka are assumed to be Vade Kohani. The Gemara says, G'doy lo Chazaka, look how powerful it is, a Chazaka. This Chazaka, the Gemara says, that he knew his father acted like a Kohen, his grandfather acted like a Kohen. They always would duchen, and they always would get the first Aliyah and do Pidyon Aben. So the Gemara says, G'doy lo Chazaka, look, even though they were rejected from Hakrovas HaKorbanos, Negalum, and Akuna, but nonetheless, they were permitted to eat truma. So if the answer to that, if the explanation to that phenomenon is because truma is only the Rabbanim is manazeh, and something the Rabbanim are cool, how do you see G'day l'chazoke? Look how powerful chazoke is. Not powerful at all. Chazoke just makes a suffix coin and suffix the Rabbanim are cool. So don't you get the impression from the Gemara that G'day l'chazoke is very powerful, even if the truma would have been their isa, like many of the Rishonim hold. Like the Raivid. The Raivid disagrees with that Rabbanim. The Raivid says that truma, his mana says they're right, so why should it be Madir Rabbanon? Never says that in the Gemara, that you have to have the majority of the world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael to be chayv in Shumas and Maises. The Gemara says that in order to be chayv in Challah, the Gemara in Ksuba says in the second parak, in order to be chayv in Challah, you have to have that the majority of the world Jewish population should live in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Challah, his mana says, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, is only the Rabbanon. Until that point, then we'll have Rabbi Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara never said that you need Rabbi Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael for Trumas and Maises. So the Gemara says, G'day l'chazoke, that you allow them to eat the Trumas. It sounds like the Chazoke indicates that he's a Vade Kohen. He's not a Suffolk Kohen. So if he's a Vade Kohen, how come he can't be Makrav Kavonis? So Tzvi Eshkalishev suggested that maybe you don't allow him to be Makrav Kavonis. It's only a Chumim Medir Rabbanon that was instituted by Yezra. That's when they instituted it at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. They introduced this Chumim Medir Rabbanon that you require Kohanim Miyuchasim in order to be makir karbonis. And then he suggests, then he goes a step further, that's chiddush number one. And then he says chiddush number two, he thinks that the pashtus is hasvara nota, that this chumrah mid rabbanon that we require kohanim miyuchasim to be makir the karbonis only makes sense if you have an option, if you have enough kohanim miyuchasim to take care of the avodah. So then it's nice to make a chumrah, throw in a chumrah mid rabbanon, don't allow the kohani chazaka to the makro kabbonis, insists that you want dafke kohanim yechosim. But bizman hazeh, he lived in the late 1800s. Bizman hazeh, you want a middle 1800s. If you want to observe such a chumrah that you don't allow kohanim chazaka to be makro kabbonis, only kohanim yechosim, that means that it's impossible to be makro kabbonis. you can't expect 20 Kohanim Yochasim. How many Kohanim Yochasim are there in the whole wide world? Not so many. You can't expect them to stay up all day and all night, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's impossible. So that was his chiddush. The Rabbi Kiveger went along with him. He was the Talmud of Rabbi Kiveger. He sent the Hoshtikul Torah to Rabbi Kiveger. He was maskin. And Rabbi Kiveger was the father-in-law of the Chassam Sofer. So he sent it to the Chassam Sofer. He wrote that it was also maskin. So that was the change. If you look in the later Achrayim, in the days of the Tzvi Hirschkalosh, Rabbi Kiveger on, so they all talk a different language. They no longer say that Kohani Chazaka Sofer Kohani. They say Kohani Chazaka Avade Kohanim. And it's only a chumra mid rabbanon that you don't permit them to be makriv karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. And the chumra mid rabbanon is only vis-a-vis hakrovas karbanos. Doesn't apply to anything else. So when you come to this topic, you can't say, well, it's a suffix that rabbanon lekula. The kayin to begin with is only a suffix kayin. We're not so convinced. We're not so sure that he's a kayin. And all two mitzvahs amim is only mid rabbanon. So since it's only mid rabbanon, so we'll say sheker the rabbanon lekula. No, Tumas Arasamim is only with the Rabbanim, but the Kohanim are not purely Safa Kohanim. So that's what the Kiveger quotes the Achrayim, who the earlier Achrayim. This is before, during the lifetime of Rabbi Kiveger, that's when this assumption was shaken up. So the Tzvi Hirschkalosher convinced Rabbi Kiveger that the Hasvara Noto, that the requirement for Kohanim and Yuchasim is only with the Rabbanim. So the Kiveger is working on the earlier, on the assumption of the earlier Achrayim from the previous two centuries, that that the need that Kohanim Chazak are only Sofet Kohanim and the Tumas Eretz Amim is only Midrabbanan. And then he throws in another Tzad Lahakam. He refers you to the Ravid Shita that we mentioned yesterday. The Ravid is in Hilchus Naziris, the din is that a Kohen and a Nazir are not permitted to be Mitame Lemesis. A Kohen is permitted to be Mitame to the Zayin Krovim, and a Nazir is not even permitted to be Mitame to the Zayin Krovim. A Nazir is like a Kohen Gadol. He doesn't even have a Hesed to be Mitame to the Zayin Krovim. So there is a Machlokes, and there is a discussion in the Gemara Nazir. There is a discussion Daf Membeis. And Masechus Nazir, there is Membeis on a base, the Lechem Mishnah tells you. There is a Machlokes, Rabbi Rav Yosef, what's the din if a Kohen was already Nitmo, then he was Nitmo in the morning, then he touches another mace later on in the same day, do you give him Malchus or not? So this is a Machlokes Amaroyim. So there's a Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid have to understand the Machlokes Amaroyim, and the Machlokes had a pastor. So the Ravid writes, and Perikei and Naziris, Halacha Tez Vav Tez Zayin, the Ravid writes, he disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam says, if a Kohen, let's say, he's going to the funeral of one of the seven relatives, and he's riding in the car with the body. So he's now in a state of tumah. He's in contact. He doesn't have to be holding on to the mason's hand. But if he's in the same oil amaze, so he's considered mamish in contact with the mace. So then Kozman, that he's mamish in contact with the mace, there's no avere if he's going to touch another mace. He's mamish touching this mace, so there's not Tosefes Tum Altimos. But what happens? He already went to finish, he buried his mace, and he's no longer in contact with any mace. And then he's going to touch another mace later on the same day. So the Rambam says that's also Tosefes Tum Altimos. Why is that? So the Rambam explains it. Kozman, if a person is holding on to the mace, the level of tumah that he has is higher than if he just touched the mace a minute ago, and you're no longer holding on to the mace. That's called tumah b'chibur. Kozman is still holding on to the mace. So the Rambam passes that tumah b'chiburim is a tumah, is a din d'araisa, that your tumah is on a higher level. You might not nafkamina a higher level, so he gives you a nafkamina. It's complicated. If you touch a kli, not if you touch another, okay. So the Rambam's opinion is that if I was holding, a coin was holding on to a mace a minute ago, and now he lets go, and he holds on to another mace or the same mace a minute later, that's called Moshev Tumal Temasa, and he's loke. That's what the Rambam writes here. So he's loke because he's in violation of a Nisa Deraita. So the Ravid disagrees. He says, no, the Ravid holds Tumah B'chiburim is Lav Deraita. So there is no Tosefes Tumal Temasa. It's the exact same thing. He's in the same state of tumah that he became tumah a minute ago. Whether he's still holding on to the mace, let's go with the mace, or he touches the new mace, it doesn't make a difference. if I wait till tomorrow and then touch a different mace tomorrow or the same mace tomorrow, that's called Moisef Tumal Tumasa. Why is that? Because everyone who comes in contact with the mace has to have Hazor Shlishi Shvi'i before he begins to be able to be Tovel in a mikveh. Normally a person is Tameh, he's Tovel in a mikveh, becomes Tor. And by Tumas Mace, there's Xeris HaKasuv, Parshas Parah, beginning of Parshas Chukas, that you have to first have Hazor Shlishi Shvi'i, with the Eifah Parah, and then you're able to be Tovel in the mikveh and to remove the Tumas. So if I touch the mace, let's say, on Monday, I went to a funeral on Monday, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so Wednesday is Shlishi, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, so Sunday is Shvi. So I can imagine Hazor Shlishi Shvi on Wednesday and on Sunday, and then sometime on Sunday or Monday, whenever I have a chance after I did the Hazor Shlishi Shvi, after somebody was mazah on me, Hazor Shlishi Shvi, I can go to the mikveh and then I'll become tohar, I'll shake off the tumah. But if I touch the mace on Monday, then I touch another mace on Tuesday, so now the Hazor Shlishi Shvi is postponed a day. I touch another mace on Tuesday, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday is Shlishi, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. So Monday is Shvi. Instead of Wednesday and Sunday, it's going to be Thursday and Monday. So that's called Moisef Tumal Timasa Deraita. It says in such a case, that would be an Issa Deraita. That's what the Rabbi writes. That would be an Issa Deraita. And anyone who says, like the Rambam says that if he touched the same mace or a different mace on the same day, even though you're not extending the mace, Hazor Shlishi Shvi, not extending the mace tumah, an extra day, so he says the burden of proof is on the Rambam. He says for Hamachayev Oisam, and the one who says that according to in the Rambam's case there would be Malkus, Olav Lahavi Rai. The burden of proof is on the Rambam. He doesn't see it. So that's the question. When the Raivi disagreed with the Rambam, and he says if you're not Moses Tumal Tumasai, you ain't a loike, what did the Raivi mean? Did the Raivi mean that it's Mutter? If you're not Moses Tumal Tumasai, so there's no Avera. The Pasuk says, Nefesh Lo Tama Biyamav, he shouldn't cause himself to be Tama. He is Tama. And he's not making any Tosefes Tumah. He's on the same level of Tumah now as he was 5 minutes ago. So does the Raivi mean to say Tesa Gomer, there's no Issa at all? Or does he mean to say Tesa Gomer Men Atar, there's an Issa Midirabbanan? Another possibility, or does he mean worse than that? There's an Issa Deraisa, but it ain't a loike. How can it be an Issa Deraisa ain't a loike? It's like a Chatzi Shira Asa Men Atar. The full prohibition, the full violation of L'Nefesh Le'itama is if you Moses Tumal Tumasa. But if you come in contact with another mace, on the same mace, another mace, on the same day, you're not Moses Tumal Tumasa, that's like a Chatzi Shira of the Issa. Not a Chatzi Shira in Kamus, a Chatzi Shira in Echot. So this is the question that the Mishnah Lamelech raised. There's a long Mishnah Lamelech, it's not here, it's in Hilchos Ovel. The Rambam quotes in Hilchos Naziris, Terkei, he quotes all the dinim of Tumas Meis for the Nazir. And in Hilchos Ovel, when he talks about burying people and Kohanim have to be careful not to be Medame, he quotes all the dinim of Tumas Kohanim. So there's a long Mishnah Lamelech where he talks about the mummies. So during the lifetime of the Mishnah Lamelech in the 1700s, that's when the Jews were always in the businesses that made money. So when they discovered mummies in Egypt, so the Jews ran to do the business that they were dealing in this business, exporting mummies from Egypt to Europe and making money on selling it and so on. So there were Kohanim who were involved in this and the rest were Jewish people. But the shaila was whether the mummies are Metameh. It's from centuries ago, the mummies Metameh, the Goyishim Mason, the Koyim Muzman, Tumas Meiseyakum. He goes through the whole discussion. And Mason's also Bano. And they're selling the mummies, are they in violation of Issur Hanona? So then he gets to, when he talks about his mummy story, then he gets involved about this. What's the story with the Raivid? He's not sure what the Pshat and the Raivid is. Whether the Raivid means to say, Vahamachai voice of Malkus, all of Lahavi Rai, he says, the burden proof is on the Rambam. I disagree, he's totally wrong. It's Muta Hetha Gomer. Or he meant to say, no, Machai voice of Malkus. But there is an Issa Derabbanan, and maybe it meant worse, maybe it means that there's even an Issa Deraisa, but it's a Chatzishir. So that's his discussion. So yesterday we mentioned many Achreinim assume Pshat and the Raivid was that he holds Mutter, that there's no Issa at all, that it's Mutter, or the worst it could be is an Issa Derabbanan. And that's where Rab Nas Nadler, the Rebbe of the Chasam Sefer, showed the Nadi Yehuda on one occasion they met, and he showed him that the Raivid in the Tmim Deim writes the Feirish that it's an Issa Deraisa, just that ain't a loikim. That's what the Chasam Sefer writes. It's a Dogel Mervov on Yeridei on Hilchos Tumas Kohanim, says that somebody showed me that they're right, but she doesn't say where, doesn't say who, doesn't say where. They said they showed me that they're right. It says the Feirish, that there is an Easter. The Chassam Sofer writes that that was my Rebbe Ramnas Nadler, and I was there when he showed him the Tzmim Deim. And it's another place also, the Ravid, we have this Ravid printed in the Hasogas on the Rib. The Ravid wrote Hasogas, like the Ravid learned the Harusa with the Balamor, so they both wrote Hasogas on the Rib. Then the Ravid wrote Hasogas on the Balamor, Hasogas on the Rib. Pretty belligerent. Attacking the Rambam, attacking the Rib, and attacking Harusa, the Balamor. So he, so the Hasogas on the Rib, on Makis, happened to be printed, usually not, it's often not printed on the bottom of the page of the Rif. Balamor was lucky, his manuscript was found early, so they printed his on the bottom of the page with the Mochamis. And then the Ravid is sometimes printed on the bottom of the page in the Rif, and once in a while it's printed in the back of the Rif, and once in a while it's printed all the way in the back of the Tosefta. So on Makis they have, on Masechus Makis there is a Rif, and in the back of the Rif is always a Tosefta. And after the last page of the Tosefta, then they have after half a page all the Hasogas Haravid that belong on the bottom of the page of the Rif. So there he also, the last Hasogas Haravid on the Rif, on Makis, he says the same thing also. He says, there is an Issa, sounds like he holds there is an Issa deraisa, but just that there's no Malchus. That's what he meant to say. So this Ravid in Perikain Aziris, Halacha Tezvav, the Ravid only says, even if you'll read the Ravid the incorrect way, that he says that it's mutter. The Ravid only says that it's that there's room to be mekel something if chozev and ageh ba'osa yom, because it's not really moisav tumal temasai. He's not extending the days of hazor shlishi shvi. But what if he's going to touch another mace tomorrow? Then he is extending the days of tumah. He's going to have to wait another day to begin to become tahor. So the Rabbi Kiveger is quoting this kula. Why the Kohanim are mekel b'zman hazeh to travel all over Chutz Lartz? So he says the kula is if a kohen ever attended a funeral at one time in his lifetime, which may not necessarily be the case. A young kohen, and no one in his family ever died, and he never attended any funeral of the Zayin Kreidim. But he says if the kohen did once attend the Heter Rabbi Yisrael, whether he attended a funeral of one of the seven relatives, the Heter, in the Monk of Mitzvah, or he attended the Yisrael, he once came in contact with a mace. Someone got a heart attack and died when he was sitting in the room. So if the kohen ever became tamei once in his lifetime, tumas mace, so then Rabbi Kiveger says there's room to be mekel based on the ravid. That the ravid holds. Rabbi Kiveger assumed the ravid meant that it's mutter. He's quoting this Marikash, Rabbi Yankov Castro, that the ravid meant to say that it's mutter. But Rabbi Nosson Adler said the whole assumption is incorrect. The ravid never said that it's mutter. He just said that there's a ein aloike, it's a chatzi shirvanis. So Rabbi Kiveger is quoting the earlier Achrayim, we're assuming that the Ravid holds mutter. So the Ravid only says mutter if the Kohen once attended a funeral. So now he's allowed to attend again. Aye, but the Ravid only says mutter, even if you read it like that, the Ravid only says mutter if he goes on the same day. But if he didn't attend the funeral today, Rabbi Kiveger is quoting, what's the heter for Kohanim to travel to Chutz Lartz? What, he attended a funeral today? That you allow him to go to Chutz Lartz? Attended a funeral 30 years ago when his father died. He didn't attend a funeral today. So that kula is based on the next step. Some Rishonim took the Ravid Shita and went one step further. That's what we mentioned yesterday briefly, the smag. The Shilta Giborim on the side of the Rif. You have the Shilta Giborim. That's in Shulchan Aruch. They call him the Agoras Alfasi. He's the same rabbi who put all the marmakamis here, the Masaras Hashas Dayim Mishpat Ner Mitzvah with the Torah, or he gives you all the cross references. So he wrote the Shulta Giborim on the side of the Rif. So there is a Rif on Hilchas Tumas Kohanim also. So on the first page in Hilchas Tumas Kohanim in the Rif, the Shulta Giborim usually quotes from Rishonim. Once in a while he writes an original essay, but usually he's giving quotations. So there he just quotes from the Smag. The Smag is one of the Balei HaTesis. So the Smag quotes that there were other. The Smag doesn't quote this Ravid. The Smag quotes other Rishonim that said along the same lines as the Ravid, that the only time there's an Iser is if your Moisiv Tumal Temasa, you're extending Imeitar an extra day, and otherwise is Mutter. The Smag writes, he's not interpreting the Ravid, he doesn't quote the Ravid. He says otherwise is Mutter. And then he says, we don't have any Eifa Parah. So even if he's going to be mitami himself tomorrow, that's not called Moshe's Tumal Tumasa. We don't have any Eifa Parah available to be mitari yourself Hazosh Lishishvi. So he's not really postponing the Mei Tahara. He's not postponing any Mei Tahara because we don't have Eifa Parah available. Others don't accept this argument of the Smag because they say, what do you mean? We don't have the Eifa Parah today. But maybe Mashiach will come tomorrow and I'll burn a Parah Aduma and I'll have Eifa Parah by Shlishi. So maybe you are postponing the Mei Tahara. So that's a whole discussion. The possibility that Mashiach may come and he may make a Parah Aduma overnight, is that a reasonable possibility? Mashiach may come today, that's reasonable. But that he's going to make a Parah Aduma also, that's also reasonable. Well, they have one prepared. And Eretz Yisrael, they keep it writing in the newspaper. They bought a Parah Aduma. And then when it gets too old, so then they buy another Parah Aduma. Then every couple of years they announce in the newspaper, they bought another Parah Aduma to replace the old one. They're waiting. Maybe Mashiach is going to come and they're going to shech this Parah Aduma 1, 2, 3. They'll burn it, they'll have Eifa Parah. So this is a discussion in Rishonim. Meheri Yibon HaMikdash, the concern of the Tana Rav Yechon Ben Zakka, he made Takonis the Rabbanim because Meheri Yibon HaMikdash. How serious a concern is that? How serious a possibility? Alright, Mashiach may come any day, 50-50 chance. We don't know. Mashiach may come any day. The Gula may be any day. So that means that you'll build a Beis HaMikdash the very same day when you can only make a Parah Aduma Nochach HaMikdash. It has to be Mazel Adam Nochach Beis HaMikdash. So is there a possibility Mashiach may come, they'll build the Beis HaMikdash, they'll make a Parah Aduma, and they'll have Hazor Shlishi Shvi all in 2 days? Is that a reasonable possibility or is that too far fetched? So the Smag thinks like the Ravid, number one. The only time, and he thinks the Pharisee that it's Mutter, he's not interpreting the Ravid, he's saying, oh, the Rishonim on their own, on his own. He says, if you're not Moshe Tumal Tumasa, it's Mutter. And then he adds on, and Hayyosef is Manazel, we don't have any Eifa Parah. He's never Moshe Tumal Tumasa. We haven't scheduled him for an appointment for the Mazah. He already scheduled an appointment for Wednesday and Sunday. No one had it. There's no Parah Aduma Yeshiv. There's no Parah Aduma water. So there is no Moshe Tumal Tumasa. So that's what Rabbi Kivega calls. That since there is such a shita floating around, that the Kohanim today, we're not so convinced that they're Kohanim. And since there is such a sheet around, the Ravid sheet with the Smag sheet that is mana, it's mutter for a kohen who once attended a funeral, it's mutter for a kohen to attend another funeral at the Goma because not being mutter to Malta Masai, which is a highly questionable sheet. There exists such a sheet, the Smag. The Smag writes the Pharish like that. But the Ramam doesn't hold like that, and the Ravid doesn't hold like that either. The Ravid says only no Malkus, but he says there is an Issa. He writes it in 2 places. He writes in the Hasogas on the Rift, the last Hasogas on the Rift on Malkus, and he writes it in the Tzvim Dem. And here also, he doesn't say, he says, Hamachai Bois and Malkus all of Lahavi Rai. That's how he concludes. He doesn't say it's Mutter. So that's what the Hefta was, that's what the Kula is based on. Shvacha Kula. And why are they make all that they remain in Chutz Loretz? So Rabbi Kivega says, they rely on this Mishena Kona process and this Shvacha Sirup of Heterim that they're not Kohanim Yuchasim and Tumas Chutz Loretz only with the Rabbanon, and you always have the Ravid and the Smag to rely on. That's the Shaila. How good a Heter is it? Shvacha Maisis. Okay, that's what we discussed yesterday. Yesterday we also discussed the Rambam in 2 places wrote that the Rambam passes Kedusha Rishayna. The Gemara comes to that conclusion. Kedusha Rishayna loy kitcha lasi lov. The Kedusha Rishayna of Eretz Yisrael was accomplished by Yeshua ben Nun in the Shevish HaKosher and the Shevish HaKilkin. Kedusha Shniya was accomplished by Ezra and Nehemiah when they came back and they built the second Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos in Yevamos quotes Ben Hananel, I think, he says the Kedusha Rishayna was in the days of Avraham Avinu, and the Kedusha Shniya was in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So Tosfos says that there's no validity to that suggestion at all. But the Kedusha Rishayna says the Eibush in the Gemara. You've got to get the terminology straight. Kedusha Rishayna was when Yeshua ben Nun was in the Kaddish Eretz Yisrael that Kibush v'chiluk, and that Kedusha terminated. That's what we accept that opinion. That Kedusha ended at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, and Kedusha Shnia was in the days of the beginning of Bayis Sheni. So the Gemara says that there were many areas that in the days of Ezra Nechemi they decided. There were many areas that had Kedusha Rishona. They decided not to name the Kaddish and Kedusha Shnia to make life a little easier. So it's going to come Shemitah, it's going to be big problems. Like this, he's only the Kaddish after Eretz Yisrael, so there's going to be little problems, not as great a problem as it would have been if it would have been the Kaddish everything all over again. So now, despite the fact that half of Eretz Yisrael never was given a Kedusha Shnia, nonetheless, the Rambam writes with respect to Tudin, with respect to Smicha, with respect to Egla Rufa, the Rambam writes, Egla Rufa is only in Eretz Yisrael, so he says, Eber Yadin is included, even though Eber Yadin never got a Kedusha Shnia. Says for Egla Rufa, you do bring Egla Rufa in Eva Yad. And you get to Smicha also, there are right. You can confer Smicha in all the areas that once had a Kedusha Rishonim. I bet the Kedusha Rishonim was Batla. Why is it still relevant as Manazet? He says the Radvaz refers you to the state of Kaptava Parat that there are two dinim over here. You have to say there are two dinim. The one din is the Kedusha Soret with respect to the agricultural mitzvahs, mitzvah please Baret. So then if Kedusha Rishonim, Allah Kinshallah, say Lavai, only those areas where they're on the Kaddish a second time around will be Mechuyev Mikir Adin and Trumas Amaisis. And all the mitzvahs are clear as bar. But when they get to other dinim that only depend on Eretz Yisrael, using the Rambam declaration in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and in the Tirush HaMishnayis, why is it that Smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael? And why is it all these dinim? Why these are not agricultural mitzvahs? Why do they only apply to Eretz Yisrael? Because these mitzvahs only apply to the tzibur. The smicha is not that a private person has the right to confer smicha to his talmid. The person is giving smicha on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. That's why the Gemara says in the end of the first parak Sanhedrin that he always used to confer smicha with a public proclamation. He used to invite all of the balabatim to be present when they gave the smicha. That's how it says in Chumash also. Oshabeni gave the smicha to Yeshua ben Nun, so it says with the tzivisa also the yaneim. He should confer the smicha to Yeshua ben Nun in the presence of all of Klal Yisrael. So apparently that seems to be the way the Rambam explains it. The smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael only you have the concept of the tzibur. So what does God do with smicha? What do you need the tzibur for the smicha? The answer is the person who confers smicha in Eretz Yisrael is not conferring. I don't have authority on my own to give smicha, even though I have smicha, even though all three of us have smicha. No, we represent Klal Yisrael in conferring smicha. That's what the Rambam apparently is saying. So there was a third place which he didn't mention yesterday. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the Mincha Sinuch on the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh points out this thesis. There is a Tesis on Yud Aleph on the base in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. You can't do it in Chutzlah. Unless the Gemara said, Lo hiniach kemoisa bo'aruz. If the Gemara says in the end of Masechus Brochus on Daf Samach Gimel, that Rebbe Kiva was such a great Goyen that he was considered the Gadol Hador, the undisputed Gadol Hador in his generation, so therefore he had the right to be. Tosis quotes that Gemara here. And Yud Aleph on the base, Tosis quotes Gemara from Brochus Daf Samach Gimel, next to the last Daf in Brochus. Then Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi. Right after that quotation from Brochus Samach Gimel, the Yerushalmi Amin in the Hedya, the Kishen Yechon Labarais of Eretz Yisrael, Mabri Moshe Bechutzla. If it's just impossible to do Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibra Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael technically, then no Rabbanim there, whatever. Then the halacha says that if you have a big shasat kach, we do permit Ibra Hashanah, Kiddush HaChodesh, and Chutz Lord. And who did it? Yirmiyo, V'Yecheskel, and Baruch Ben Neriya, Ibra B'Chutz Lord, because it was impossible. En Yechon Labaros Abaret, Rabbi Moshe B'Chutz Lord. That's the quotation from Yerushalmi. So, B'min Chassin, Otrek Takashe. How can you prove from Yirmiyo, and Yecheskel, and Baruch Ben Neriya, that when it's impossible to be ma'aber in Eretz Yisrael, you can do the Ibra Hashanah Chutz Lord. They lived in Babel after the Churban Bayis Rishon, so there was no Eretz Yisrael. It's a different story. There was no Eretz Yisrael, but what if there is an Eretz Yisrael? The Kedusha Soret disappeared at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. The Kedusha Soret disappeared. But what if there is a Kedusha Eretz Yisrael? And it's a big Shatat Chak. Maybe we should insist, no. Even in a big Shatat Chak, you have to get people to smuggle into Eretz Yisrael. And the Ma'abar Shashana there. In the days of Yirmiyah, Yechazko Baruch Nirea, nowhere on the globe was there an Eretz Yisrael. It was Loi Kitchelah Filob, so there was no Eretz Yisrael. So maybe that's a different story. How can you prove in that case, any other case, that Shein Yechalam Ma'abar Eretz Ba'eretz, Ma'abar Moshe B'chutzlor? That's the Minhas Tinos Kasha. So Rav Soloveitchik said that in his Mahalah, is the Yush of the Kasha. He said that the din, that you have to do Kiddush HaChodesh in Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam explained in the Sefer HaMitzvot, in the Tzitzes Kuf Nun Gimel, that that's not because Eretz Yisrael has Kiddush HaSoretz with respect to the Mitzvot HaTuyu Boretz. The Rambam explained over there the same as he wrote in the Tirush HaMishnah, because only in Eretz Yisrael are they called Klal Yisrael. And if there would be millions of Jews surviving the Holocaust, but there would be no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, the millions of Jews all over the world, that would mean that Klal Yisrael ceased to exist. And the Ribbono Shel Olam promised not only there will be Jewish survivors throughout all the generations, but the Klal Yisrael would survive. Klal Yisrael would survive means a group of Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says that's why the halacha requires that Kiddush HaChodesh Nibra HaShanah should be done in Eretz Yisrael, because only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael have the status of Kohol. Kohol Gadol, Malvoch HaMosh. We explained it yesterday, what the Rambam said. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Minchas Tinos Kashe can be answered very easily. This din that you have to do Ibar Hashon and Eretz Yisrael is not because Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha with respect to the Mitzvot HaTluyos Boretz. Why is that relevant when it gets to Kiddush HaChodesh Ibar Hashon? No. It's like the Rambam explained, because Eretz Yisrael is the only place where you have the Klal Yisrael. The Kiddush HaChodesh Ibar Hashon has to be done by Klal Yisrael. He does it as representing Klal Yisrael, like the smicha is conferred by a Samach to another individual as representing Klal Yisrael. The one who has smicha wants to give the smicha to the other one. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu, which he saw also the name in the presence of Klal Yisrael, because he's representing Klal Yisrael. So that continues, that status of Eretz Yisrael continues fully, even after the Churban Bayis Rishon. What you say was, Kedusha Sa'aretz was Bakla, Kedusha Rishon was like Kitchel Osilavoy, the Kedusha didn't remain, but the din Eretz Yisrael it retained all along, binaget to this aspect. That those who live in Eretz Yisrael can constitute the Klal Yisrael. That was the Teretz in the Minhas Tinos Kasha. The same as the other two Rambam. Same as the Rambam by Smicha, by Yoris Amdus Avad Vulin. And the same as the Rambam by Igla Rufa and Igla Yardin. Okay, that's what that's old business. That was from yesterday. Let's go, new business. So about 15 lines from the bottom of Ayin Beis, the Gemara goes back to the topic that we started before. Hey, Omer Aleph, we told two stories, the story of Rav Smicha and the story of Rabba Bar Chana Smicha. They were cousins. Rav's father and Rabba Bar Chana's father and mother were brother and sister, at least half brother, a step brother and sister. So the two cousins got smicha from Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, but one got a better smicha, one got a full smicha, one got a partial smicha. So you see from the Gemara, that's what the Gemara said, Pshita, from the story you see, Lepalgo, to give a half smicha, Hakama de Mahani. He just said an Amid Aleph in the story that Rav only got smicha, Yoreh, Yodin, but he didn't get Al Yata. He didn't get Yata Becheres. Yoreh, the Yodin, but Al Yata Becheres. So that's what the Rambam quotes this Gemara. You see that you can give smicha the Dvar Mechir. You give a guy smicha for Hilchas Hataras Nedarim, but not, or for Hilchas Rias Ksamim. He's an expert in Rias Ksamim, but he's not an expert in other areas of Halacha. So you can give smicha for Rias Ksamim, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Sanhedrin. That there is such a thing as smicha lachatzon. Rambam just adds on another condition that doesn't say in the Gemara. It doesn't say in our Gemara, that's the Yerushalmi. Rambam says, why didn't they give Rav the full smicha? Is it because he didn't know enough to be matab chayrus? The Gemara said before, it's not true. So the Gemara says, no, he knew very well, he knew everything. The Gemara says, no, a whole explanation why. The Gemara gave two suggestions why Rebbe decided not to give Rav the full smicha. But the Gemara says, he cannot say that the reason why he didn't give him the full smicha is because he wasn't qualified. That's not true. So the Rambam has a Yerushalmi, he doesn't really say it in the Babri.
Maybe he read it in the Bavli also. Ram has a Yerushalmi. He can only give smicha the dvar mechidim if he's royal of all advar. He can't give him smicha in Hilchas Riyas Samim unless he's a baki and everything, unless he knows all the areas of the Bach. He's royal of all advarim, royal of haris b'chol advarim, then you can give him smicha the dvar mechidim. But if he's not royal of haris b'chol advarim, then you can't even give him smicha the dvar mechidim. Why? Because smicha means you call the person Rebbe. Smicha is not just that we allow him to paskin in this area and whatever he'll paskin will be called the hoiro, as opposed to what the Minhas Sinner calls Marim Malkam Anilov. No, smicha means more than that. When he walks around and someone curses him, he's not paskin anything. When someone curses him, so the Rambam writes that Abakalo Zayin is over on Elohim Loisikalo. Whoever has smicha is called Elohim. The Pashto says even if he only has smicha with Bar Michidim, is also called Elohim. You see that smicha is a Chal Hashem in the Gavra. He's considered a different person because this Jew is only once Malkus, less the Kalachesh first. The other Jew is two times Malkus. In addition to less the Kalachesh, there's another Malkus, Alim less the Kalachesh. And if he happens to be the Melech, then he says it's the third time Malkus, Nasi B'Yamcha Loisor, the Nasi is the Melech, so three times Malkus. The Rambam quotes that from here, in the Mechilta. So that's why the Rambam says, and the Talmud Yerushalmi, how can you give smicha to Dvar Yechidim and you call him Rebbe? Rebbe Yata v'yesh l'cho rishus l'odin dinin knosis. A Rebbe Yata v'yesh l'cho rishus l'hoiris b'inyan iksamim. Or v'yesh l'cho rishus l'hoiris b'inyan nidorim. So you call the personality, he's a rabbi. What kind of rabbi? He doesn't know which way to hold the Yeridei. He only knows Hilchas Tefillas Yadayim. He doesn't know the other areas of Halacha. We live in a generation where there's a lot of specialization. But the Rambam says, if you have a guy who's an expert in one area of halacha, but the other areas he really doesn't know anything, so then he says he can't give him smicha. This smicha b'zmana zeh is a different smicha. Everything is different b'zmana zeh. It's a heter harod that you can give. But to have the real bona fide smicha, the authentic smicha, call him Rebbe Yatav Yesh L'cho Rishus Lodin, the Hilchas Tzomet. How can you call him Rebbe Yachal Hashem on the Gavre if he's not Roy L'chol Advan? So the Rambam says he can only give smicha with one yechidim if he's Roy L'chol Advar. And that's why the Rambam writes, where did he have all these dinim of smicha? Where is it? Per Dalin halacha ches and ches. Halacha ches. Yesh lam lemanis kol mi sheyirtzeh v'dvar yechidim. Hu sheyeh roi l'chol advarim ketzeh. Chacham mufma. Outstanding scholar. Sheroi l'horis l'chol atarakula. Yesh lebezim lis mochoso. To confer smicha. Litan la rishus. Lodun v'lo l'horis pisa v'heta. Yitan rishus pisa v'heta. V'lo lodun didim amas. O yitan rishus v'zev l'zah. V'lo lodun didim knasas. O lodun didim knasas. V'lo l'hat v'chores v'mumim. Yitan rishus for this and not for that. Then he quotes the next Gemara also. The Gemara says, all right, Pshita Lepalga, Hakama, you see from the story of Rab, as opposed to Rabbi Bachana, he only got a partial smicha. He was royal of Allah, they gave him only a partial smicha. What if you give a full smicha, Lizman? I give you smicha only for a year. After the year is not valid anymore. Is there such a thing? The Gemara says, Toshma, that there is such a thing. It's an interesting Kiddush. Achal Hashem and Gavra Aminui in the person. If you're talking about Talmud al Yoreh, and came not to Vishus me, Rabbi, and Tilus Vishus. So I give the guy Vishus till he reaches the age of 65, and then we're afraid that he may not be coherent, or he may be too old to entertain the Talmidim. He no longer has Vishus Lahiris to teach, or to pass him. Afraid he's not going to be as sharp as he was when he was younger. Okay, so that I understand if he's talking about Vishus and Tola Yishalmu. Tola Yishalmu is only when he's younger, not when he gets older, we're afraid he's going to make too many mistakes. Or if he's talking about not Matilus Rishus, the Tova Yishamo, talking about Matilus Rishus, these are the Talmud al Yoreh. What is he talking about? Smicha. He's talking about, the Rambam is talking about real smicha here. The Rambam quotes this Gemara with respect to real smicha, Perv Dalad and Hilchot Sanhedrin. So you can give smicha lizman. Smicha is a minui in the Gabra, a Chal Hashem in the Gabra. It's called Elohim. So if someone curses him within the year, they give him smicha 3 years. So if somebody curses him within the year, he gets twice Malkus. If he waits after the year is up, he only gets one Malkus. The Chal Hashem and the Gavra disappears by itself. Very strange din. There is a din the Mishnayos has. You can fire the Melech. You can impeach the president, or you can fire the Melech. and you can fire the Kohen Gadol also. There's special dinim regarding the Melech. Let's say the Melech is Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg. He can't just bring a Kizbo Asir, he has to bring a Stoy or a Nasi. It's in Parshas Vayikra. And if the Kohen Gadol is Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg, so he brings Par Kohen Gadol. He also doesn't bring a Kizbo Asir, he has different dinim. So let's say he was a Kohen Gadol, he was a Melech, and then he was Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg, and then they fired him before he had a chance to bring the Korban. So does he bring the Korban Yochid, or does he bring the Korban Kohen Gadol, or do you say he's neither here nor there? He can't. Nothing fits into him. So there's all discussion in Tanoim, later on in Sanhedrin, discussion in Sudas, in the fourth Perek, Narish and Espata, discussion later in Sanhedrin about that. But you see that despite the fact that there is a Chal Hashem in the Melech, he's a different kind of a person, he has different dinim. And the Kohen Gadol has different dinim. He's not even allowed to be metamit to the Zayin Krovim, and he alone to do the Avodah on Yom Kippurim. Nonetheless, he can fire him, and he will no longer have the status. Usually, we don't allow you to fire him. Malam HaKadosh Velo Maridim. You're not supposed to fire a Kohen Gadol, these Marsha. But once in a while, if it's good to nice and tell him, if it's an embarrassment to the Jewish community, you do fire him. Yeah, but the Gemara says you fire him. You fire him. What if you only appointed him as a Kohen Gadol for a day? So the minui evaporates and vanishes into thin air. It evaporates by itself. There is such a thing. You give smicha for a day. We need a din Torah. We need a din Torah if it's not. So we don't have enough. We only have one guy has smicha. So I'll give smicha to a couple of other people who have three guys, but I don't want them to be done anything. So we'll just give smicha for a week. And after the week is up, the smicha should vanish into thin air. So the Rambam quotes this Gemara that there's such a thing as giving smicha b'zman katzur. And then it evaporates automatically. It's not the same as the Melech. The Melech also has different dinim. The Samoch has different dinim. The Samoch, he can become a Zaka Mamre, and if you Mekal with the Samoch, he gets the Malkus in addition to the Lossikal Cheresh, get also the Malkus of Lehim Lossikal. Yeah, but by the Melech, the Mishnah talks about if they were Mesalek the Melech, if they fired him, the people who appointed him fired him. They can go, they fired him. Places in Yuma, in the first paragraph, you base quotes, the Melech is Mishmana Bepeh, and he's Mistalik Bepeh. Whoever appointed him has the right to fire him. Places is not sure who appoints the Melech. So they quote, the Raman quotes as a Sefta, the Sanhedrin has to appoint the Melech. So the Sanhedrin, the same people who appointed the Melech, they have his Mishmana Bepeh, his Mistalik Bepeh. The same thing the Kohen Gadol, obviously there's a minui to becoming Kohen Gadol. Who appoints the Kohen Gadol? The Sanhedrin has to appoint the Kohen Gadol. So the same body, the same what body of authority who appointed the Kohen Gadol have a right to be Mesalakim. But what if they would appoint the Kohen Gadol for a day? You would say also that when the day is up, the Minoi Kohen Gadol vanishes by itself. Very, very strange. But that's what it says over here by the Smicha. Mari asks, Al Tanai Mai, and Rashi and the Rambam explain, Al Tanai doesn't mean Al Tanai. Doesn't mean I'm giving you a Smicha on the condition that it's nose to mark. Does not mark, no Smicha. That's not the Tanai. The Gemara says, Al Tanai means Smicha Lizman. Smicha Lizman. So he says, Toshma, Rabbi Yochanan gave Smicha to Rav Shemin Bar Abba, Ari Ato Bishusenu, Ashitavo Etzlein. Apparently Rav Shemin Bar Abba was making a tour, and he was going to be gone, did Ignatius and whatever. So Rabbi Yochanan didn't want him to have Smicha permanently. He didn't complete all the Smicha requirements, or whatever. Some of the courses he didn't take, but they needed that he should have Smicha for a couple of months. When he was traveling in the villages, he said, I'll give you Smicha till you come back. Temporarily, I'll give you smicha for half a year, and then when you come back, we the smicha should not continue to be valid. So there's such a thing as giving smicha to Zman when Zman is up, so the smicha vanishes into thin air. That is a chiddush. Rambam quotes it, Halacha says, V'chein yesh l'som chem likin rishus ad Zman, until a certain date. V'loi malanis, v'chein yesh l'chom rishus l'od n'olars ad shiyava ha'nasi l'tan. Whatever is man period, half a year until something happens, you can give smicha l'zman. Then the Rambam has an interesting chiddush halacha yud. This is a famous Rambam. Even people who never look in the Rambam, they know this Rambam because the Tzais has a big discussion on it. He says the Rambam wrote in halacha ches. You can give smicha to dvarim yechidim like Rab because he knew everything. He was roi laharis l'chala tarakula. He knew everything. He can't call him Elohim. He can't call him Rebbe Ato. If he's an Amoris in the other area, if he knows the same as a balabas, he can only call him Rebbe if he's roi laharis l'chala tarakula. So otherwise, he can't give smicha to dvarim yechidim. So the Rambam says halacha yud. Chacham muflo shehu suma be'eino achas. An outstanding talmid chacham, he's blind on one eye. So the halacha says that a suma is not roi ladun didin nefashim. A suma is not roi ladun didin nefashim. All right. So we should be able to give him smicha to dini mamina. So the Rambam says, no, he's not roi lachol advarim. It's not the same as what he said before. Not roi lachol advarim means knowledgeable, learned. How can you call him rabbi if he's so ignorant? This he knows very well. This is their expertise. He knows this simon shulchan aruch very well. And before and after, he doesn't know anything. How can you call the man a rabbi? Here he's talking, the man is a chacham mufla, outstanding scholar, he knows kol haTorah kula. But the halacha says he's not allowed to be done. He's pasul lo din dinin pasul. More than that, I'm a pasul. Kulach yafa rayasi umum ein bach. That if you have a mum, you can't be done dinin pasul. But because he's unable to be done dinin pasul, therefore you cannot even give him smicha for dinin mamre. So it's not roi laharis l'chol advar. That is a surprising statement. There is no gemara on it. There is no babli on it. The Rambam doesn't say Yeroyli. Maybe he's quoting a Tshuva Sagar. Maybe he's quoting a Yerushalmi. I don't know what the source of this halacha is. This is halacha Yud. I don't know where it comes from. So this is a famous Rambam because the Tzeifa Choshen quotes it and has a kasha that the Gemara says Hager Gan Chavera Hager. Hager has no yichud. He cannot be done as a Yisrael. But he can be done Chaver HaGer. So when the Gemara made the distinction between a Ger can be done this on Lamed Vav on the base, and there's a long cases there, the Gemara makes a distinction between a Ger can be done Chaver HaGer, but he cannot be done a Yisrael. This distinction is within Dini Mamanis or within Dini Nefashim? The Taisus claims din in the fashes, the ger cannot be done even chaver hager, because he can't become appointed to be a member of the Sanhedrin if you're a ger. That itself is a tzror. You're not allowed to appoint a ger to any position of tzror. That's the pasuk in Chumash by the Melech. Soim tasim alach Melech, yiker abachecha tasim alach Melech. Vasuch alach alach yishnachri, asher lo achichohu. So the simple pshat in the pasuk is yishnachri ananju. You can't have a non-Jewish president of Yeshiva University. Either Pesach only goes by president of the Jewish. Some Tosim Olach Melech. So the Gemara understands. Same Tosim Kefal Loshen. We say Lo Dibur Torah K'Lishem Yadam. Machlokes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. What they say Dibur Torah K'Lishem Yadam. Lo Dibur Torah K'Lishem Yadam. The Darshan Lishem is Kfulim Anah. So we usually follow Rabbi Akiva there, who says Lo Dibur Torah K'Lishem Yadam. And whenever there's a Kefal Loshen. That's all over the place. With a Dibur Torah K'Lishem Min Yadam, a Lo Dibur Torah K'Lishem Min Yadam. One of the places is over here. And Tzadikam and Beis is one of the places. And as though you're looking, Kiddushin Daf Yud Zayin, to give you a long list of all the cross references where this not pleasant to see. So we usually follow Rabbi Akiva, who says that Lo Dibur Torah K'Lishem Min Yadam. Whenever you have the Shonis Kulam, you say Hakistake and Hanektanik and Nosim Titan, Tosar Tifta. Whenever it says Double Oshim, so it means something. Here it says same Tosim Alech Melech, so you might say in Yivam, the same Tosim. Kol Nesim is the Mashma, goes on any position of Sroret. Doesn't only go on the Melech, it goes on the Rosh HaMemshalah, and it goes on the President of Yeshul, and it goes on the President of Yeshiva. And the din is, Lo Sucha Lachasahalacha Yishnachri Ashalo Yachichu, it doesn't only go on a non-Jew. Niker Rachecha means Limuf Chosheb Achecha. You're not even allowed to appoint a Ger to a position of Sroret. And then the Rambam quotes from the, it's really a Gemara, and it's another source also, that some Tosim Adach Melech, Melech Baloi Malka, you're not permitted to appoint a woman. So the Rambam says the din of women is the same as the din of a ger. It says some Tosim Kol Mesim is Mamashma. It's also a din. You're not allowed to appoint a woman Melech over Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to appoint a woman as the president of Yeshiva University. You're not allowed to have a woman as the president of the shul. You're not allowed to have a woman in any position of Sorora over men. woman the president of a women's club, that's okay. Or a ger should be the president of the gers club, let's say, every Thursday. They have club out, and there's a club for ger. So you can have a ger as the president of the gers club. That's not a problem. It says, well, suchu lot and salecho, yishnam shalachicha. One with the lower yichas cannot be a ger, cannot be in a position of slurra over the Israeli. That's salah. Right, that's a very good kasha. Very good kasha. The Rambam writes that Shmai and Avtalion were gerim. So the Tosfos Yontov asked that kasha. How can it be that they were gerim? How were they appointed the Nasi and the Abdes? So the Tosfos Yontov on Pirkei Avos, when they mention the Zuga, Shmai and Avtalion kibla mehem, so he thinks that the Rambam must have made a mistake, or must be a misprint in the Rambam. He quotes the Maharal Prague. The Tosfos Yontov was a Talmud of the Maharal Prague. He lived in Prague also. So he says, Maharal Prague writes not that they were gerim, they were descendants of gerim. So since they themselves were not gerim, so you can't appoint them to a position of Sroh. Rav Zalevichik had a whole suggestion, maybe Tefarem for the Kash. He said, based on, we said all a part of it when we were learning the Gemara about, Bez de Noite. Where was that Gemara? The requirements of Bez de Noite on Gimelam and Bay. So the Gemara had different opinions. So the Gemara said, one opinion is, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, only Sanhedrin Gdoilo doesn't require Bezin Noita. But every other Bezin in the world, we say ain't Bezin Shoppel. Because Rabbi Yehuda says by Chalitza, ain't Bezin Shoppel. And by Medida Segla Rufa, ain't Bezin Shoppel. Rabbi Yehuda always says ain't Bezin Shoppel. The one and only case where it says, we allow it, Bezin Shoppel is Bezin Agav. And the Gemara says there was another Tana who's of the opinion, only in the Foshes do you have a din of Bezin Noita, not a Mominus. And we pass, we always need a Bezin Noita. So in explaining that opinion in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that only Bezin Agodol, it doesn't bother me, and other Bati Dinim, all Bati Dinim, there is a din of Bezin Noita, the Manish Tana Bezin Agodol. So Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe Bezin Agodol was different because the Rambam wrote that the Ika function of the Bezin Agodol is not so much to function as a Bezin. It's like the international koilal of Klal Yisrael. They're supposed to sit and learn and transmit the Masorah. So that's what he suggested. Maybe that's the teretz on the Tosfos Yontov's kasha. Maybe the Rambam didn't make a mistake. Maybe this halacha that to appoint a ger to a position of Sarora is not allowed. Maybe that's only to appoint a ger to be a member of a Sanhedrin Katana of 23. That's automatically a svara. Because what is the role of a Sanhedrin Tana? To administer din in the fashas? That's by definition. That's what it is. It's not a koilo. It's not just to sit and learn. But the main function of the Bezin Agodol is not so much to pass din. They didn't, how often did it come up that they sent the Shabbos to the Bezin Agodol? Once in a yoivo, once in a long while they sent. Most of the time the Bezin Agodol just sat and they learned. So they take the best, the most qualified candidate. So they scout around the whole Klal Yisrael. And they see who are the best learners. So if it happens that that one of the best learners is a ger, so they'll include him. If he knows how to learn better than the others, so they'll make him the Rosh Yeshiva. So Shmai Vavtalion, even if one should assume that they were gerim, they were the best learners. So they belong. They should say the shir. They have what to give to the others, and the others don't have anything to offer to them. So they were the Nasi and the Abed.
Isn't that throw over the other
primary definition? That was a suggestion. Maybe that's not a throw. Maybe that's not a svara. Maybe that's just whoever knows how to learn best. Give the sheep. That's svara. The president makes decisions. But the Rosh HaSanhedrin maybe doesn't make any decisions. It's just he gives the sheep because he has what to offer and the others don't have what to offer him. That was Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion. He said if a case would come up where there would have to be done, even idachas or something, then the Rambam would say the Shmai Vav Talmud have to be mistalik. They have to get a different two people. They replace them because they, to be done, even in the Parshas, that's already Srara. They're balabatiling over the other people. But most of the time, 99% of the time, and maybe 99.99% of the time, the Sanhedrin didn't pass in over anybody, anything. They just sat and they learned and they transmitted the Masorah from generation to generation. So again, Taisus understands this Gemara on Lamed Vav on the base. The big Taisus. It says something like this. A ger can only be done chavera hager, avloy taiso, that's in dinim amidus. In the nefashis, a ger can't even be done chavera ger. Because just
to be appointed to be a member of a Sanhedrin Ktana, that itself is already Srara. And you're not allowed to give Srara to a Ger over the non-Ger. Even just to appoint it to be a member of the Sanhedrin Ktana, that's already not allowed. So a Ger cannot be done din in the Farshis, even for Chaveira Ger. And in Mamanis, we distinguish between Chaveira Hager and a Yisroel. So the Mamanis, what do you mean, to be part of a Bezna of Shloisha? That per se is Nishkin Srara. To be done a person, that's the Srara. To Paskin on the person, that's what Tosis learns in Gemara, that's the Srara. So if it'll be done a Yisroel, that'll be a violation of Nosuch Alasin Halach Ishnach Hashaloh Achichu. But to be done Chaveira Hager is okay. So this is what the Ksaisa Choshin points out. You have a problem here. If a ger can be done chaver ha-ger dini mominus, you're assuming that he has smicha. What are you talking on about? Hoidos valvos. It's only a fake. You're talking on the level of their isis. You're not using smicha side. You're saying that a ger is done chaver ha-ger knotsis. He's done chaver ha-ger zelus machavolos. So obviously the ger has smicha. So how in the world can you give him smicha but is not right, Lord, and dini nefoshes for anybody? And the Rambam writes that a summa, you cannot give him smicha even in mominus, because he's not roi lodin din in the fashis. Not only do you need roi l'chol advarim knowledgeable, because otherwise how can you call him a rabbi if he doesn't know kol atar kula? But you need roi l'chol advarim, shouldn't be any technicalities either. That there's a summa who has a technicality that prevents him from ding danyan in the fashis, we can't even give him smicha for dini mominus. So how did you give the gear smicha? That was a ktais achoshin's kash. How did he give the ger smicha that it should be roi lodin chaver ha-ger? A good discussion. It's a very good discussion. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara says, that he can give smicha the dvar mechidim. What does the Taka mean? You can only give smicha the dvar mechidim if it's roi lahoris b'chol atara kula. You have to have everything mamish on his fingertips. Yes, mashayla. Yes, you have to look it up. So he's not roi lahoris b'chol atara kula. How can that be? How can that be? Rav Soloveitchik gets a kasha. More in the end of Hurriyah tells the story that the contemporaries of Rabbi Gamliel had it with him, and they wanted to humiliate him. Pressure him to resign until they finally they had to fire him. They didn't succeed in pressuring him to resign. So they made up, Rav Meir and Rav Nosson made up, they're going to ask him a question in Uksin, which he for sure is not going to know. And they're going to humiliate him in public until he's going to resign. So we'll be puffed from his chief rabbi, we'll get a new chief rabbi. So one of the other Tanoim thought that Loizo Aderach, that's not the way to do it, to embarrass him in public. That he stayed up for this other time and lived near Rabbi Gamliel. So he stayed up all night and he was screaming out loud, Mishnayis Uktsin. And at night it's quiet, so someone screams something so everybody in the neighborhood can hear. So Rabbi Gamliel is laying in bed and he hears somebody reciting Uktsin. And he couldn't fall asleep, so he's listening to the guy and says, what's going on? Why is he learning Uktsin out loud? He never learns out loud. So the Gemara says he stayed up all night and then he was learning Uktsin, and then the next day they put on this they staged the whole show, and someone comes with a shayla of Uktsin and he asked the chief rabbi, and because he was learning all night, so he knew the answer, and then he realized what was going on. So the Gemara says that all the other Tanoim thought that was very improper on the part of Rav Meir and Rav Nosson, so they penalized him. So from that time on, whenever they quote something from Rameya, so you don't say B'Shem Amra. The Gemara says you have to say Dibei Torah B'Shem Amra if the guy is a tzaddik. But if he's a balaver, if he's an avarian, then he doesn't deserve, and you're not allowed to say B'Shem Amra. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, there was one of the Talmid HaChacham, one of the Amoraim, who was Mezalzal on Pasakum. He used to violate Pasakum. So they said over his halacha, Shalom B'Shem Amra. The Gemara says in Hakainis, that if a person is not medaktik in mitzvahs, also you're not allowed to say all the b'shem amra, because he's not a person that you're supposed to emulate. The Gemara says whenever you say all the b'shem amra, the Yerushalmi says you're supposed to imagine as if the bala maimer is standing in front of you and you can see his face and you're saying it over. But if the bala maimer is not so medaktik in mitzvahs, so you don't want to imagine as if he's in front of you. He's a person that you like to forget. But then you're not supposed to say B'Shem Amra. So they penalized Rav Meir and Rav Nosson. So from that time on, Whenever they quote Rav Meir, so they say Acherim Omer. Whenever they quote the Machloek de Satanayim, so instead of saying Rav Meir Omer, they'll say Acherim Omer. Whenever they quote Rav Nosson, they'll say the Yesh Omer. Most of the time it says Rav Meir Omer. But that's before the penalty. Those Mishnayis and Brisos were composed before the penalty. And if all Mishnayis and Brisos that were composed after this story happened, so instead of saying Rav Meir Omer, Rav Nosson Omer is going to say Acherim Omer, and is going to say Yesh Omer. Places is bothered with a kasha. Every once in a while, you have a machlokes between Rav Meir and Acherim Omer. How could I do? Acherim Omer is Rav Meir. So places works on the kasha. Places works on the kasha. So Rav Soloveitchik gets the question: if you can only get shmicha to roi l'horis machalat harukula, and if not for the fact that somebody tipped off Rabbi Gamliel the night before, he would have been humiliated. He wouldn't have known his disruption. So how is the smicha valid? It's not roi l'horis b'chol ha'tarakuda. He thought that it doesn't mean you have to have mamish at your fingertips. The guy has to be such a bucky, a dripping bucky, he can rattle off the p'sak halacha right now. He thought that it means he can reorient himself in a short period of time. He mastered that discipline at one time, and he will be able to reorient himself within a reasonable amount of time. He won't have to learn it from scratch, like I never learned Uptin at all. So if they'll ask me the Shilas, I'll say, give me a couple of weeks, a couple of months, and I'll give you a Psaq after. I have no inkling what it says there. But if the person once learned it well, he'll be able to reorient himself in a brief amount of time, so that's sufficient to be considered Roi L'chol Adron. Gotta say something like that. How could it be? Because you only give smichas to a person who's a dripping bucky. Very not mustabah. Anyway, these are the two chidushim that you see in the Rambam. You need roi l'chol ha'dvarim. It doesn't really say in the Bible. You need roi l'chol ha'dvarim. You need roi l'chol ha'dvarim. Not only he should be knowledgeable in Kol Tarkuva, if he's a sumo, it's also no good. That's a violation of roi l'chol ha'dvarim somehow. And for some reason or another, by ger, that's not a problem. The Rambam distinguishes between ger as opposed to sumo. That a ger can get smicha in mamonis even though it's not roi lo and didn't fashion for anybody. And the summa cannot get smicha even for mamonis because it's not roi lo and didn't fashion. Apparently there's some kind of distinction between a ger and a summa. It's difficult to be mechalik. And then the Rambam understood the Gemara that it goes on smicha, you can give smicha lizman. That the smicha lizman evaporates after the lizman is up. You don't even have to cancel the smicha. It's not even necessary to cancel the smicha. The later Achrayim talk about canceling smicha. In Europe, they used to sometimes cancel smicha when there was a scandal. And a rabbi was caught having violated some serious avera. So the rabbanim would convene, even if the one who gave him the smicha was no longer alive, the rabbanim would convene and they would revoke the smicha. There is such a concept as revoking smicha. But here the Rambam is quoting this Gemara. He's not talking about smicha bizman hazeh, the tilas rishu, hetzer haroh. Talmud Ayur. The Rambam is talking about the real smicha deraita. They can give smicha lizman. You can give smicha lizman and it'll evaporate by itself. To fire a musmach for sure. To fire for sure. You can fire a mela, you can fire the tangaru. The shem shem isman and the salik bepeh. That's the Tosfos and Yuma, daf yud beis. Something is, Tosfos says, who has the right to be the salik, the melech, and the tangaru? The one who had the authority to appoint them. The same body who appointed the Melech and the Kengodel has the right to be Mesalikin. Yeah, but let's say a guy got Smicha and those people died. Who can be Mesalikin Smicha? You can convene any Bezna of three and they'll declare that he's not Roy for the title Rabbi and they'll revoke his Smicha. And the real Smicha Daraisa also, they can do that. Questionable. Who has the right to revoke Smicha? Okay, so now the Gemara is going back to the theme that we started the Masechta with. There was a machlokes between Rabbi Abohu and Shmuel. Rabbi Abohu claims that Shnaim Shadonu Ein Dinein Din the Divrei HaKol. Why does he say the Divrei HaKol? What does that expression mean? The Rashi wrote there, on base and base, Rashi wrote Divrei HaKol, because here, on the last five lines of Hanu Beis, the Tosefta quotes Rav Shimon Gamliel as saying like that. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Shnayim shadanu, yichol bali dinu yicholim lachsaben, because ain't dinam din." So that was the machlokes Rabbi Abba and Shmuel. Is that only one man's opinion? That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says. But maybe the other Tanoim disagree. The Chitaim of Pligi Rabbanon and the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is top line. So Rabbi Abba says not true. Rabbi Hakol ain't the name. Nobody disagrees with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It's a din muskam l'chol adeis. And Shmuel disagrees and he says no. That's only Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion as recorded in the Tosefta. The Shnaim Shadana and the Din. But basically, the Shnaim Shadana is the name Din because Menatari and the Reich of Hadnami question. And that was the Machlokes had a Paskin of the truth of the Machlokes. Tosis on Gimel Amid Abbas, Biba Maskal Erova, Tosis quotes the Baal Halachas Gedolos, Tosis to Shmuel. Aye, but you have the fears that Rava disagrees with Shmuel on Gimel Amid Abbas. The Rabbi, shouldn't you say Hilchos Kibasroi? The Abai the Rabbi Biela Hilchos Kibasroi. Shmuel was the first generation of Amoraim. Rabbi was later. When it's a Machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi, the Klal should be, you should pass them like Rabbi. The first is quoting the Bahad. Even though Rabbi disagrees with Shmuel, he passed them like Shmuel because Rabbi Nachman agrees with Shmuel. That's the Gemara we're about to learn. On Heyom and Beis. I don't know, Tosis it says Heyom and Aleph. I didn't look. I think it's Heyom and Beis. It's over here. We're up to it now. So Rav Nachman, Yosef Rav Nachman Kamal Hoshmaitse. Rav Nachman said over Shmuel's memory, he agreed with Shmuel. That Shnaim Shadonu is the name Din. And then Rava was a Talmud of Rav Nachman. Eighth, Rava Rav Nachman, he's picking on Shmuel. He doesn't agree. There also he doesn't agree. And Gimlam and Aleph, the Gemara presents that Rava doesn't agree with Shmuel. I don't know. Over here it says Rav Nachman said over Shmuel's memory, and Rava was arguing with Rav Nachman. So we know Rava disagrees, but the Bahag thinks we should pass him like Shmuel because Rav Nachman agrees with him, and so what if Rav Nachman agrees? But Rava was after Rav Nachman. Rava was a student of Rav Nachman. Hilchos Kibasroi Me'abai v'Rava. The answer is no. Halachic Rav Nachman b'dini. The Gemara says Rav Nachman was an expert in Chosh Mishpat. So we always in dini momentus we pass him like Rav Nachman. So that's what the Tosis quotes in the name of the Bahag. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin not so. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin the Shnaim Shadonu is ended ended. Okay, that's a machlokes Amoraim, whether the Rebbe was a machlokes Satanoi, and a machlokes Rishonim, how he's supposed to paskin over it. So again, so the Gemara says Gufam Shmuel. Let's go back again to Shmuel's memory. He says Shnaim Shadonu is ended din. The Shenikra Bezmachos wasn't right on their part to do it, but for the other the Pesach is good. And says his proofs from the Gemara Shnaim Shadan, or even Yochid Shadan would also be good for the end. Yosef Rav Nachman Kamal Hashmaita. Nachman swallowed this. He goes for Shmuel. Remember, he mocked it. And Rav is picking on it. Hey, Rav Rav Nachman is a Mishnah. Later that says, you can deem that there's no three to be done, a case of Dini Mominis. And it's a split vote of 2-1, so the two win against the one, Acharam Nahat. What happens if the one says any Yodea? So then the din says Yosifu Hadayanim Shnai. You had two. Kach Nemar Aloha, you had two. What do you need two? You could have added one. No. Aloha says Yosifu Hadayanim Shnai, you had two. Okay. I remember when we learned this Gemara, Rav Soloveitchik explained, you only add two, the Aloha says you only add two, if the third Dayanah says, Enyedeya says, I am familiar with the topic, I can deher this idea, I think this makes sense and that makes sense. You're right and you're right and you're also right and I can't come to a conclusion. I can't be makriya. That's called any idea. What if he listens to all the time and says, hey, I never learned about the time about the sea above God. I learned everything. I can't serve on a day. I don't know what it's all about. And he walks away. So then you don't say you see Padayanim Shnai. You never had a dozen of three. The third guy says, I don't know what it's all about. I'm not qualified. So goodbye. So he doesn't count at all. You only say any adaya. You had a bezdin of three. When he says any adaya, you see Padayon Mishnayim, if he says, I understand the issue and I can't be machriya. I can see this position and I can see that position, and he just can't come to a conclusion. Anyway, so there's such a din that if it's a split vote, 2-1 is good. You don't need a unanimous vote. But if it's that's only if the one disagrees with the two. But if the one says any adaya, so it's like 2.5 to 1/2. It's better. No, it should be better. He says any of that means maybe chayiv, maybe potter. Two say chayiv, and one says potter. So it's 2-1, so the two wins. But if two say chayiv, and the other guy says chayiv / potter, he's not sure. On his vote, he writes chayiv / potter. So it's like 2.5 votes say chayiv and a half a vote say potter. But then it's no good. Then why is it no good? Why is it no good? Then the din said, you see, for Adayonim Shnayim, you can't consider the diner as any of theirs being outvoted. The strange halacha. You can't consider the diner as any of theirs being outvoted. It's 2-1. No, they don't say that. So some of the Rishonim, I think, say, I don't know if they give this explanation. They say, when a fellow says any adeya, you can't consider him as being outvoted, because maybe he'll come up with a svara, and it'll be so compelling, he'll be able to convince the other two, if the two say chayv, one says potter, and he says his reasoning.
Sure.
So he said his piece, he said what he has to say. And the other two, dayanim, heard his suggestion, and they outvoted him. Finished. Goodbye. So he's outvoted. But if he says any yodeya, see, he didn't really develop an idea yet. Maybe if he'll think of something, maybe it'll be so compelling he'll convince the other two of his position. That's a very difficult explanation. So if you have 2-1, the one says two say chayv, one says potter, he gives a reason. Maybe if he'll think of for another week, he'll think of such a compelling hesber, he'll think of how to present it that'll convince the other two. He can think of it. You're worried about what's going to be in the future. But right now, he's outvoted 2-1. Just because he could, give him another week to think, give him another month, he'll come up with something good. But right now he didn't come up with anything, so right now he's outvoted. What do I care that he may come up with an idea? Okay, he does have a clear insight. He says, I understand fully what you're saying, and I see that that's a possibility, but I can also see the other side. So the worst it'll be, I think the other time, but he didn't say. He may come up with such a good explanation of the Satcha Kenege that he'll be able to convince him. He may come up. So right now we'll pass him based on the Rogue 2-1. If he'll come up, we'll reconvene the judges and reconsider the case. Maybe we'll reverse the Pesach. We'll tell the Baladinim. We're going to think about it some more. We may reverse it. But right now, temporarily, the Pesach is like this. We reserve the right to reverse it. So why don't you say that you can outvote the one? The difficult hezba, what the traditional hezba that they give him, may come up, he said any day, may come up with an explanation that will convince the other two. But he didn't come up yet. No, you have 3 dayonim. No, other you have 3 dayonim. So 2 of them say chayiv, and 1 says, I'm not sure. I can see chayiv, I can see potter. So whatever he says, if he would have said chayiv, it would be unanimous vote. And if he would say potter, it's going to be 2-1. So you have all the 3 dayanim, everybody gave their opinion.
And you say that we dropped him, and then it ended up having a...
Why do you drop him? That's exactly the question. Why do you drop him? Why don't you count him as a vote and he's not sure? You can't say that the 2 outvote the 1 if he says, I'm not sure. Why not? That's what the Mishnah tells him. You can't consider him as being outvoted. Why not? So I just said a word over here that there's a famous rhyme in the Dorin on Daf Nun Beis where the quote in the Yoridea where the Ran says that Bittul Beroiv only applies if Yisr falls into Heter and there's a clash between the two. So when there's a clash, there's a contradiction, so the trafis is Bottle Beroy. But if you have Heter to Heter, Heter falls into Heter. So there isn't really any contradiction. So the Ran explains that's the Pasuk in Chumash, he quotes the Pasuk in Chumash, that you say there's no Bittul Beroy when Heter mixes into Heter, because there's no clash between the two. Bittul Beroy is that the Miut loses its identity in the conglomerate because it lifts. There's a fight between the two, there's a clash, there's a machloket. But if it's not the outright war, then it's heter beheter, there's no contradiction, then you don't say bitul beros. So Rashi said apparently there's something similar over here. If two say chayv and one says potter, so there's an outright contradiction, so then we say, he's bakul beroiv, and we say rubik kukuloi, so it's considered as if the whole bezna 3 issued a psalm. But if two say chayv and one says any odeya, and then says, maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. Wishy-washy. So since it's not an outright glaring contradiction, so you can't apply bittul beroi. And in order to have a psak of a bezin, you need a bitul b'rayv also. You need bitul b'rayv. That's a Rashi and Chulin. Rashi says, how do you know the pasuk acharav lahatos? The original pasuk only goes on a ruba de yisa kamon. Azlin and basa ruba. You follow a ruba de yisa kamon. The Rashi writes in Chulin, in addition to Avin and Basarubah, it also tells me Bittul Berayit. So the basis falls into Heter, and it's Bittul Berayit. So we learn out from the Pasuk Acharav Lahatis that there's a Din of Bittul Berayit. They quote B'Shem Rab Chaim, a famous comment, that all the three Din of Berayit are learned out from this Pasuk. That Avin and Basarubah, that if the Yad Datura one, that something is so we follow the likelihood, you follow what the probability is. And then the din of Ruba Kukulai, that if you drink Rob Kos, you say Ruba Kukulai, or if Rob Yisrael is Tomei, so it's a Pesach Abba Betume, because you say Ruba Kukulai. Many different halachas are Ruba Kukulai. So Ruba Kukulai is also based on this pasuk, and Bikul Berayit is also based on this pasuk. All three are based on this pasuk. How so? So our time explained that the psak has to be issued by the whole Bezn of 23. The original pasuk goes and din in the Foshas. So let's say 13 Dayorim say is Chayv Nis, and 10 Dayorim say is Patur. So you say Acharav Lahatos is Mevarer that is really Chayv Nisa. The odds are 13 to 10 that he really deserves the death penalty. So fine, the odds are that he deserves death penalty. So that's Mevarer that the correct psak should have been that he's Chayv Nisa. But you didn't have a psak of a Bezn of 23. Only 13 says Chayv. You've got to say Ruba Kukula. Since Rov of the Sanhedrin, 13 out of 23 say Chayv, so you say, yeah, you have not that you only convene 13 Rabbonim. And they all say chayv, and you don't have to bother to convene the additional 10. No, if you have, you can't drink a rav, you can't drink a rav kais, the arba kais, you'll only fill up the cup. The cup only contains the reviyas. You won't even fill up the whole cup that has the reviyas. You'll only fill it up 60% of the cup you fill up, 60% of the reviyas, and you drink that. That's not ruba kukula. It means if you have a cup that has a reviyas in it, and you drink 60% of that reviyas, then you say ruba kukula here. If you have it, there's no 23 rabbanim, and 13 out of the 23 say that it's Chayv Nisa, and 10 say Patur. So not only do they say we have ascertained that he deserves the death penalty, the psak is based on the probability and the likelihood that the odds are 13 to 10 that he deserves death penalty. Deserves death penalty, that's not enough. You have to have the Bezin Shitbaskin. So we say the whole Sanhedrin of 23 is considered as if it issued a psak that is Chayv Nisa, based on the principle of Ruba Kukula. But then Rav Chaim says, how can you say Ruba Kukula? It's the me with the screaming. By the arbitrage, you drink a rub toast. So don't say you didn't drink the last 40% that sits there in the cup. Other cases, Ruba Kukula. But over here, what do you mean Ruba Kukula? It's considered as if the whole Sanhedrin issued a psak. The whole Sanhedrin 22 issued a psak. But the 10 in the minority are screaming that you're wrong. So then you say Bittul Berayit. We drown them. We consider them as if they're not here. We consider them as if they said Faker. You see, in this parsha itself, Acharav Lahatos, you see that you're employing all the three principles of Roiz. You're employing the principle of Azlina Basa Ruba. It happens that it's a Ruba Deisa Kamon. You still don't necessarily know that it applies even to Ruba Deisa Kamon. That's a discussion in Rashi in the beginning of Chulin. How do you know that? How do you know Azlina Basa Ruba by Ruba Deisa Kamon? But the original pasuk goes that by Ruba Deisa Kamon, you assume, since the likelihood is the odds are 13 to 10 that he deserves the Einish Mitzah, so we assume that he truly deserves an Einish Mitzah. Azlina Basa Ruba. And then you say Ruba Kukulai, since it's a unit, it's a body, it's one Sanhedrin that consists of 23 Dayanim, so since you're dealing with a unit, you can say Ruba Kukulai, that's considered as if the psak is issued by the entire Sanhedrin. And then, in order to enable you to say Ruba Kukulai, how can you say Ruba Kukulai? If you're 10, I mean Kukulai, but the 10 are screaming that they're wrong. They have to add on that we say Bittul Berayit, so we consider the miut kemisheino. Like you're allowed to eat the chazer shmaltz that fell into the vegetable soup, if it's bottled b'shishim, because we say it's kemisheino. Even though you know bevadai. You know bevadai that you're swallowing every spoon of vegetable soup that you're going to swallow is going to have a little mashahu of chazer shmaltz, and the chazer shir is also min atar. So the answer is it's Bittul Berayit. The miut is Bittul Berayit. So here also we say the miut is screaming against the right, the 10 who scream against the 13 that you're wrong, that the guy is, should be acquitted, but he's put there. So we say the Bittul Berayit, we consider it as if they also said Chayv. We consider it as if all 23 said Chayv. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that since you have to employ the principle of Bittul Berayit and any Bezdin, and the Ran says in the Dorim, and Daphne Beis, that you only say Bitul Beroi when there's a clash, when there's a contradiction between the two. There's wishy-washy, they're swimming together over there. There's no outright world war. But then the Ran says, you don't say Bitul Beroi. But then over here also, if it's 2-1, 2 Sechai 1 says Potter, so there's an outright contradiction. If 2 Sechai 1 says any Adeya, even though in Marashach, if he would have said Chai, it would have been 3 Sechai, he would have said Potter, it would have been 2-1. So what's this? But nonetheless, since right now he says any Adeya is wishy washy, so you can't say Bitul Beroi. Chiddush. Chiddush anyway. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Yeah. He's wondering how can you apply Ruba Kukuloi in such a case? Ruba Kukuloi when the miyut is comes. So okay, Ruba Kukuloi, I drank a rough course, it's considered that I drank the whole course. But to say Ruba Kukuloi over here, how can it be Kukuloi if I know the fairies that there are 10 who say if I can?
Why is it?
You have to say Ruba Kukuloi, otherwise you don't have a stock that was issued by the whole Sanhedrin.
Why can't it be? Because once you take the vote, right?
13 to 10. So we say Ruba could come
down. That's a chalos stock of basement. Doesn't mean you don't do 1 equal 23. Or to have a chalos of stock of basement. Once 13
is saying. The Sanhedrin Tana consists of 23. The Ruba Kukula makes it that it's considered as if the whole Sanhedrin of 23 issued the stock. So that's the question: how can you impute to the 10 that they are members of the 23 members Sanhedrin? They all issued a stock that is higher. But they're still screaming now that he's Potter.
23 for the issuing or 23 in order to get to himself?
Issuing the Pesach. The whole Sanhedrin is considered as if the whole Sanhedrin of 23 issued a Pesach that is Chayim. How can you consider as if the 10 who said Potter issued a Pesach that is Chayim, but it didn't say Chayim?
The Gemara from Christ has the habit that you would need double the 23 in order to get the issuing of the 23. And then we say, no, you don't need doubling of that, you just need 23 in order to arrive at the stock.
Right.
That would imply you don't need all 23 staying in the same stock, but you just need 23 to arrive at the stock.
To arrive at a stock that only has to be 13. Made by 11. It's a good time. Okay. It's a good time. How do you see from the Pasuk Bitul Beroi? It's a good time. But that's Rashi. Rashi and Chula writes like that. That whenever there's an Easter that's Bitul Beroi, the Chazashmah, a little bit of Chazashmah falls into the Betzvah, and it blends in. So it's Batul B'shishim, so Rashi says Bitul Beroi is derived from the Pasuk Afar Abraham. So Abraham suggests like this, I don't know. It's a good question. So here we have this Mishnah that says that if you have a split vote, it's 2-1, so the 2 win. But if it's 2-1, and one says any Adeya, not that the one says Pasuk, the one says any Adeya, so then the din requires your Sifah Dayan Mishnah, you add on 2 more. So the Gemara asked Akasha the Imi, so Rav is asking Rav Nachman, how can you agree with Shmuel's memory? Shmuel's memory is wrong. The Imi, so if Shmuel were right, Lehevi Kishnaim Shadonu, let's consider the case like where one says any other. So why do you have to keep on bothering until you see Father Dayan had another two, and then discuss again, and then take another vote? Why don't you just say, Shnaim Shadonu Dinayim Din? I have a Shnaim Shadonu Dinayim Din is only B'diyevet, Lahatzili, you're not supposed to rely on that. So the Ran explains, no, the Gemara understood that this is pretty evident. They sat down all day long, they spent a lot of time, and the Baladinim were going to pay. The Dayanim, they pay according to how many hours they're spending on the case. So we're going to say, since two of them said, Chai, the one said any Adeya, you got to do it all over again. You got to get another two Dayanim, it's going to cost them twice as much. So the Gemara says, that's not pretty evident. What are you pestering the Dayanim? They already spent the whole day on the case. What are you going to waste their time on? Since the Eved Shnaim Shadonu Dinayim Din, so let's consider this case as one of the Eved. They already fought it out, and it was 2-1. The one says any Adeya, so there's a technicality. Because he says any Adeya, he can't consider him as being outvoted. No, they spent so much time as the Eved already. The Emisa, and if Shmuel were right, that Shnaim Shadonu is good for the Eved, so I want to say the Shas Atchak Ki Eved Dom. That's a rule that the Gemara has in different places. Shas Atchak. You're going to waste the time. They should add on another two dayanim and go discuss all over again the whole case. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, no, shiny hearts and my car die to the plot. You see, even though Shmuel's opinion is that Shnaim Shadonu B'di Eved is the name din, That's only if they didn't have a chilas yeshivas bezdin adaita the klasa. But if they had a bezdin of three, then the din of shtayim shadana will not apply. Why not? What does that answer mean? The one could learn along the lines that we discussed in connection with the Tesis on Gimla and Aleph Lerova Leifle Rishmua. Tesis said that even if you're all like Shmua, the Shnayim Shadana, the name Din, but that doesn't mean that they have the status of a Bezin. That was the Ramam also in this Tesis. And you've almost there were two Tesis we discussed by Ger. Ger Tzor Shlosh and Mishpat Tzive, a Ger needs a Bezin that you would need for Gzelus Machavonis. So Tosfos asks, how do you know that you need a bezin of three like by Gzelus Machavonis? Maybe it's enough with a bezin of one like by Hadoras Machavonis. So one answer the Rishonim gave the Rabbeinu Yonah says, we're not sure which Dilimamin is to compare it to. It's a toss-up between comparing Geiris to the bezin of Hadoras Machavonis and to the bezin of Gzelus Machavonis, compare it to the bezin that's more common. That's one suggestion. The others say, "Anachanami menatarit enough chad nami kasha by ger, and ger tzar shloish is only with the rabbanon, just like hoydos vavos need shloish with the rabbanon, the ger need shloish with the rabbanon." Then the Tosis in Yevamos gave another answer. Hoydos vavos is chad nami kasha. That's not a bezin. Chad nami kasha is like hayruas isa ben heter. That's how the Rambam wrote. We had the Tosis and the Mesivis both quoted the Rambam. Aval pishe muta lechad not menatara. Ein bezin pachas nishloisha. A bezin is only if you have three dayanim, and if you have a mumcha l'rabim dan afilu yechidi, ein ha'idah shebefanam chashuva ha'idah bezin, v'loi ha'kfir ha'shuva ki kfir bezin. That's the last Rambam in halach in Perek Hei, halach yotzer. Yachas shu mumcha l'rabim, af vishu dan yechidi, ein ha'idah befanam chashuva ha'idah bezin, afilu ha'yisama. Aval ha'shloisha, even if you don't have smuchim ha'rei medyotis, ein ha'nikor v'hem alehim. Nonetheless, it's called a bezin. And the Rambam says like this. So that's what the Pashtus for Tosfos is driving at over here. Shmuel says Shnayim Shadana B'nei Din Echad Nami Kasher. Yeah, but it's not called a Bezin. And in order to be called Bezin, Shmuel is masking that you need three. So he's never going to say Echad Nami Kasher for Kiyum Ashtar. Tosfos says, because Kiyum Ashtar is a Maitre Bezin. Shmuel agrees to need a Bezin. So one suggestion could be this is what the Gemara is saying. Shiny Hassan may require die to the philosophy. True, the din is Chadnami Kosha by Hedorah Svavos. You don't need a bezin, but it's nitpas in a bezin. Zeus Lachavos requires a bezin. Even if you say Hedorah Svavos do not require a bezin, but it's Kala din bezin. So if may require die to the philosophy, you see me, if originally the two Baladina made up, we want to have this adjudicated by a bezin. And the bezin began to be done. The case there was a chilas yeshivas bezin. There was nikva on the case, and now the halacha sets in. The case cannot be upkipaskent any longer with a chad nami kasha. It cannot be determined based on a hayroah of chad nami kasha. Chad nami kasha is not a bezin, since there was already a chilas yeshivas bezin on the case of hayroah small voice, and one of them says any day, so you can't come to a conclusion. The halacha requires the psak on this case has to be issued by a bezin. Can no longer be issued by a chad nami kasha, by a chacham, like a hayruas isa v'heter, because meikora died to the flos yisi. That's perhaps the pshat in the Gemara. In Shulchan Aruch it doesn't say that pshat. Rav Soloveitchik liked that pshat. This is the pshat that he liked. Even though you don't need a bezin, but it's nitvas in a bezin. So if there was a yeshivas bezin on it, it can no longer be nifsak without a bezin. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say like that. Shulchan Aruch writes on this din. Right. Let's say the Baladina made up a lot of money involved. They want to have a big Torah. Sometimes they have millions of dollars left, so they want to have many more Rabbanim. So they make up, they want to have 10 Dayanim. Okay, 10 Dayanim. That's where the Shara Mishpat, the Mechutna of the Rebbe Yehuda, has a Sefer on Chosha Mishpat. It's very popular in the other yeshivas. Here I never saw. But the other yeshivas, they use the Shara Mishpat. So Shara Mishpat is bothered with this kasha. Why don't you say ein bezin shokel? How do you allow bezin of 10? And there's the other similar kashas like this. This is Mechabes quoting one of the Chuvas Harishonim like that. A bezin of 10. How is it possible? So he suggests different terutzim. The Stipula quotes this from the Shar Mishpat. So he says the teretz is that the rule ein bezin shokel is not a din that he can never convene a bezin that's going to be shokel. It's a din in midrash hatorah and drashas then. If you're establishing the minimum number of dayanim that are needed for any given bezin,
You're establishing how many dayanim do you need for medidas degla rufa? How much of a bezin do you need for chalisa? How much of a bezin do you need for gerus? How much of a bezin do you need for nefashis? How much of a bezin do you need for bezin agadol? When you're establishing the minimum number of dayanim, so you have to introduce this principle, you have to have beznota. But once you've established how many you need, din tera din mamonis is shloisha. You want to have 10 dayanim gizun tehei. There isn't even a din l'chatchiva that has to be a beznota. That's when the Shah Mishpat comes to that conclusion, because you have so many kashas, that's the only way to answer all the kashas. So anyway, this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You have the two parties decide they want to have, they pick 10 rabbonim. They come to the yeshiva, they want to have din tera, they pick the first 10 rabbis in the yeshiva that they bumped in, so you're going to have a din tera. And then there's a split vote, 9-1. 9 say in one direction, and one guy says, any day. He sees all the possibilities, he can't come to a hakara. So the guy says, any day, doesn't count. So you have 9, so all you need are 3. So then Shulchan Aruch, it's no good. Meikor adaita dasora yisivu, so you need asora. So you see, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't, that's exactly what Soveshi didn't. Found that difficult to swallow that thing. He thought, that's not good. You need to say it will come in. If there's not 10, it won't be good unless you have a pshat. Well, it says in Shulchan Aruch, so he thought it can't be. So he thought the pshat in the Gemara only was like the Rambam. Shloisha is a bezna, and chad nami kosher is like a roi see to the head. So true Shmuel holds chad nami kosher, and Shnam Shadon is the name din, but once he had a kviyas yeshiva's bezna, so the case cannot be up kipaskin with less than a bezna. But if you had a bezna of 10, then you want to pass them with and 7 out of the 10 say any adeya. Or the case drags on and on and on, and then 7 guys have to go. They don't have forever, and then he's left with 3 guys. But just because you had a kviyas bezin of 7 doesn't mean a 10 doesn't mean that you can't give a psak with 3. Well, you need a 3. That's a rational ratio for it. And the Mechaber writes not so. Quotes from some Rishonim. But then the Gemara continues. Yesterday we have the Tosefta that I only quote Rav Shimon Gamliel says like that, that Shnayim Shadonu Ein Dinein Din. Don't you get the impression the Chitayim Mitzvig, first the Gemara thought Rav Shimon Gamliel says Shnayim Shadonu is no good. Says no good. So the Gemara says maybe you'll say that that's only Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion, but the other time I'm disagreeing. So the Gemara, how can you say that? Rabbi Bo says not so. So the Gemara says Gabra Agala Karam is Yesh Ben Akash and Shmuel from Rabbi Bo. He's entitled to his opinion, and Shmuel is entitled to his opinion. Each one can be over the shop. Okay. Each one has their opinion. So Shmuel's opinion is not Shadonu is good, but Yevit. L'chatzila, it's not proper, and but Yevit is good. Then the Gemara says, let's reinvestigate Rabbi Boshi. The goof on Rabbi Boshi. Shnayim Shadonu, the Imamanis, ain't the name of Craig the Gemara. Break the Gemara from the Mishnah in Bechoris. It says, Donis Adin, Dika Sachai Bechibis Azak, Timis Atar Tiris Atami Mashasa Asui, and Mishalem Mi Beisa. Mishalem Mi Beisa, Midina de Garmi. We discussed it already. If Dayan Shato has to pay either Midina de Garmi, if you hold like Reb Meir, we pass to the Gemara, says in Baba Tam, Dav Kukta, pick it up a few times there. In the end of Bavakam, we pass like a mayor. Even though it's employed as a mayor against the rabbin, we should have said Yachav Ram, Alochit Ram. Nonetheless, the Gemara says, Alochit Ram, mayor, Danina Dinin Gamay. Rashi over here writes that maybe it's talking about Nasim Nasim Biyad. Yeah, Nasim Nasim Biyad, that's if you don't hold like Rab Meir. If you deny the principle of Danina Dinin Gamay, then the only time the dying will be Chayyad is in Nasim Nasim Biyad. So, difficult Rashi. Why did he write that the Gemara is there to deny Nasim Nasim Biyad? That's Shalok Alochit. If he passed in din and the gamay, so you don't, the dying will be chayyid even if lein nasu nasu miyah. Strange Rashi, I don't know. So the Mishnah says again, if the dying made a mistake, either in his interim, either mominous, and he awarded the money to the wrong party, or timei es ha-tohor, there was a shailah tumah v'tahor, so the dying passed in that it's tomei, memele they can't use, let's say chumah tomei you can't use, you have to burn it. So they listened to the rabbi who said that it's tummy, and they burnt them. Then after they burnt it, the rabbi says, I made a mistake. So it's his fault that they burnt it. Or let's say, tihir es ha-tummy. What's wrong with tihir es ha-tummy? He made a mistake with hakel. He said that it's tohar. So what does he have to pay? So Rani asked, what does he have to pay? Just reverse the psa. You realize you made a mistake, so just reverse the psa.
So the Ran says is a Ran on Daf Lamed Gimel. This is an important Ran on Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Ran says two pshatim. First pshat, second pshat. So the first pshat he says pasha pshat in the Mishnah in Chayrus is the Dayan paskin that it's tohar, the food is tohar, the pot is tohar. And then Balabha said, okay, thank you, Rabbi, and he goes home. And then in Mele, he cooks a pot of soup, he cooks his truma in this pot, because the Rabbi said the pot is tohar. Or the Rabbi said this food is tohar. They mixed in the food with other food. Then the Rabbi calls him up on the phone and says, Gevald, I made a mistake. It's really tummy. So the Balabha said, what did you do? I have said over $1,000. I just mixed it and I cooked everything in that pot, and everything is not tummy, and I can't serve it. I have to serve Torah digger food. The Tiheres HaTamei, so if he made a mistake, what does he mean? Masha Osu Osu? What do you mean Masha Osu Osu? It's not going to be made Masha Osu Osu. The rabbi has an obligation to call up the Baal Bas to tell him I made a mistake, and you have to realize that it's Tamei. So what do you mean Masha Osu Osu? I mean he ruined it. Masha Osu Osu does mean halachically. It means he caused them a hefsed moment. A little funny. And the shalami based on the rabbi has to pay me, dina de garmi, because he caused the hefsed. It's a little funny, the usage of the term masha asa asa. But that's the pashup shot. But then the Ran says he doesn't accept that shot because Rabbeinu David, the Talmud of the Ramban, has a whopper of shot. We'll get to that tomorrow, some other time. But the pashup shot in the Mishnah, before you get to his fantastic original interpretation, unbelievable interpretation, but the Pashup shot goes, he awarded the money to the wrong person. So Masha Asa Asui, how come? Call the guy up and tell him I made a mistake and give the money back to the other one. So Rashi writes over here, because the Baldin who won the Dintar the first time around, Rashi writes, the Gemara is going to say, it doesn't apply if Tov B'Dvar Mishnah doesn't apply, only Tov B'Shikol Hadas. What's a Shikol Hadas? It's a machlokes tanoim. Echidam yishikol adas. Trei tanoi, trei amaroi. The plugi adas. Machlokes tanoi, machlokes tanoi. The leit mehilchus the loy kemar lo kemar. It's not clear cut. Not that the Gemara says the din is like rov except for yalki gav. The Gemara says what the psak is. Finished. The din is like abayin yalki kam. Din is like rov and yalki. It's not clear in the Gemara what the psak is. Not clear. But the minig oilam is that you pass in this direction. The sugya and the alma liba the chaybinai. The minig oilam. Sugya means lalecha. The hiluch oilam. The minig atayanim is that they all pass in that direction. The other lihu and this dying one, and he passed in the other way, it's a legitimate shita, but that's not the generally accepted opinion. So since there is validity to this shita, so the baldin who, what Rashi says, I baldin the nokat, Rashi writes in a mako sugya the alma. Rashi writes, the Baldin who won the Dintera in the first round, when the Dayan made a mistake, the Baldin who won the Dintera, we're not talking about Torah B'Dvar Mishnah, black, outright mistake. No, Torah B'Shikul Adas. Le'yishna Hukhus Alehdi. So he says, the Baldin who won in the first round, Loboy L'Shlomit does not have to surrender the money. Why? Do'am Alei, the Baldin Kintayna, Kimli, I hold like your first psak. For Sakta Livet Dinoi. You're already passing a din for me. I thank you, Rabbi. I like the first psak. The rabbi calls him up and he says, no, but I made a mistake. So he says, no, I like the first psak. I want to stick to the first psak. So that's where Rashi says, what is this based on? It's based on the concept of Eilam Yele Dibur Lekim Chai. Even though the Minig Olam is to pass in one way, but we say the other shita that's rejected, that's not followed, doesn't mean that it's wrong. So the Baldin can say, I hold like that shita. The Baldin who won the first time around, I Baldin, the knockout, the Baldin was holding on to the money from the first psak, Laboy L'Shlomi doesn't have to surrender the money, Dom Malay, Pasak to live, you know, I hold like the first time. But the rabbi knows in his heart, but the rabbi says, but I made a mistake in psak. So the rabbi knows that he's an Odom HaMazik, so the rabbi has to make good from his pocket, Medina de Garmi, or Nasim Nasim de Yad, so it's Odom HaMazik Mamish, or Grazel Mamish. That's what the Gemara is saying. Doesn't sound like it. Doesn't even sound like the Allah to the Shemani has to return it. Because the Baldin is holding on to the money, the one who won the money the first time around, he's the Muftagana. And he says, I hold like that. She said, that's not Khashimish, but there's a whole discussion in Akhrenim like that. whenever there's a machlokes haposkim, you didn't have it in Torah, but the learned individual, the two businessmen are learned individuals, and you know there's a machlokes, the rov haposkim hold this way, so the guy's muktzah has the right to say kimli kamir. What kind of kimli? Because they're the other, even at the same time. And he wrote the Rashi, says kimli, I hold like the first psalm. When you have the din Torah, so the one who's muktzah cannot say you have to paskin in my favor because kimli kamir. Was not kimli kamir, but they're discussing. He picked three dayanim, so the dayanim are going to say what they think the psak is. But if the dayanim gave a psak, a yachid or three, he gave a psak on his case in his favor. And there is such a shita, there is such a legitimate shita. It's not a taibid ramishna. It's a matter of shikal adas, machalajit tanoi, machalajit tanoi. So he said, kimli ke ha psak arisha. The balabas has the right to say kimli ke, the balabas who won the first time around, has said kimli ke ha psak arisha. So this we understand. Masha also asur. In Dini Mominus, Donis Adin Zika Sachai Chidus Azakai, we understand Masha also asur. The Psak remains because the Baldin who won the first time around can say, what's Rashi's Lashon? The boy, the Shlomi Lama, Pasakta Levi Dinoi, I hold like the first time. The problem is how they say Masha also asur by Tire Satomi Timia Satoha. How do you apply the term Masha also asur in Issa v'Hetzer? What, there's no concept of Muzo? So you're going to say, Kimli, I hold like the first psak. I mean, you hold Kimli ka'amiyut, Kimli ka'psak, that's a klal in Muzo from Mominus. There's a concept of Muzo from Bishusoy. He says, I hold like the first psak. So it's the first shot in the Ran, the Chidush HaRan, of Daflam Gimel is, Masha Asa Asi, with respect to Timis HaKar Tira Satame, just means he messed them up. Masha Asa Asi, the rabbi made a kilkul. He told him it's Tomei, and he fed it to the dogs, so he burnt it, and then he calls him up after he burnt it around, and he says, I made a mistake. He says, Masha Asa Asa, it's a farfal. The Mishnah means to say, it's farfal. So, by Dini Mominus, it's farfal now pidin, because the Balabas who won the first time around says, I'm Mukhza Kimli. And by Issa the Heter, if it's farfal, then it'll be farfal. Or if Tir as a Tomei, then it's Irva in Peiroiso, but then it's going to be farfal. So, the Ran says, but that's the Ran's time, but it doesn't fit into the Lashon. Masha also also by moment if you say Masha also also halachically, and by Yisra Behet you say Masha also also it's farfal. I can use the same expression to cover four cases, and two of them it has one meaning, and the other two has another meaning. That's the doichik over here. The Mishalim Edeso is the moment. Yes. Okay, so we'll have to continue tomorrow. What was the kasha? What was the kasha? What was the tariff? Okay, we'll have to continue.